This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. International Youth Day marked in Nepal today, organizing various programs. President Ramchandra Pawdele stresses on policy. Fresh policy rather to address sentiments of youths and changing social context. Election Commission suggests Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will be conducting local level by-elections in the first week of December. Sudarshan Province Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Saha seeking vote of confidence on the 14th of August. And U.S. sends a guided missile submarine to Middle East as tensions grow in the region. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdele has underlined the need to cultivate positive thoughts and develop feelings of self-respect and self-sufficiency. In his address to the Nepal Youth Conference 2024 in Kathmandu today, the president said qualities like self-respect are essential for developing skills, entrepreneurship and exploring the nation's potential in keeping with available resources. The event was jointly organized by the Ministry of Youth and Sports, the National Youth Council and the United Nations on the occasion of the International Youth Day. The president also spoke of the need for a fresh policy to address youth's needs and sentiments, changed with the IT innovations and the changing societal context. On the occasion, Minister for Youth and Sports, Tejulal Chowdhury, spoke of the need of moving ahead by linking the youths to the concept of IT development and sustainable development in the present world context. Similarly, UN Resident Coordinator Hana Singh Hamdi said the issues to be raised and the declaration to be issued in this conference would be important for the Summit of the Future to be organized in New York of USA in coming September. She also stressed that the youth should remain at the forefront and advocate on climate change and sustainable development issues. The Election Commission has suggested Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will be conducting by-elections for the local levels in the upcoming first week of December. The Election Commission has suggested Prime Minister will be conducting election for 34 vacant positions in local levels. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapaliya and other commissioners today held discussion about conducting the local level by-elections. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singma Darbar today, Prime Minister Oli requested to completing these elections before the winter season. The commission said it would announce voter lists in the concerned local levels before announcing the date for the by-elections. The visiting Foreign Secretary of India, Vikram Misri, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Deuba, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Simha Darbar today. According to the Foreign Minister, during the meeting, the two discussed various aspects of bilateral relations, as well as the economic developments and cooperation and the projects, among other topics. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana raised the topics of providing additional air routes to Nepal for expanding the Nepal-India air connectivity. She also brought the topic of India's initiative for establishing a laboratory for testing the quality of vegetables and fruits imported through the border areas of Nepal and India. Minister Rana also discussed the topics of giving continuity to the trade and transit talks. Meanwhile, Indian Foreign Secretary Misri paid courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pujal, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal and his Nepali counterpart Shiva Lamsal today itself. The Indian Foreign Secretary called on President Ramchandra Pawdele and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. Indian Foreign Secretary Misri, who arrived in Kathmandu on Sunday in course of two-day official visit at the cordial invitation of Foreign Secretary Shiva Lamsal, returned home today, concluding his two-day Nepal visit. Sudhir Pashchim Province Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Saha is seeking a vote of confidence on the 14th of August. Chief Minister Saha's private secretary Ram Bahadur Bista said that Chief Minister submitted a letter to the province secretary today requesting to arrange a vote of confidence process. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Saha was appointed the Chief Minister on the 4th of August. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Federation of Crusher and Mining Entrepreneurs of Nepal today drew Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's attention towards the problems related to the renewal of their industries. Federation representatives, including its president Sitaram Neupane, met with the Prime Minister Oli at his official residence in Balwatar. The Federation called on the government to renew the 700 registered crusher and sand mining industries based on the previous criteria. It also urged the government to bring a new standard that is more practical. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung has directed the employees concerned to focus on increasing capital expenditures in the current fiscal year. In his address to a program to review the ministry's progress during the last fiscal year 2023-24 today, Communication Minister Gurung instructed all the bodies and departments under the ministry to report over 90% of the capital expenditures in the present fiscal year. He also instructed the state-owned media houses, the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, a national news agency, Nepal Television, Radio Nepal, and the Gorkhapatra Corporation to protect all the movable and immovable properties and properly utilize them to see a growth in the revenue collections. In the program, the achievements in the technology, along with the policy and legal reforms made by the ministry, were reviewed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ZPM Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. has sent a guided missile submarine to the Middle East as tensions grow in the region. According to the BBC, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also said an aircraft carrier which was already heading to the sea would still sail there more quickly. The move comes in response to fears of a wider regional conflict after the recent assassination of senior Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. It signals the U.S. determination to help defend Israel from any attack by Iran, with Mr. Austin saying U.S. would take every possible step to defend its ally. Iran is being closely watched for an indication of how and when it might respond to the assassination of Hamas top political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on the 31st of July. Russian President Vladimir Putin convened a meeting of the officials on the situation of the border regions. The BBC cited President Putin as saying that the defense ministry's main task is to push to kick the enemy out of the territory. He also says the Ukraine's motivation for the offensive was to improve its negotiating position. Russia is evacuating residents from a second border region as Ukraine continues its surprise week-long offensive inside the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate and with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kusi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Youth Day marked in Nepal today, organizing various programs. President Ramchandra Pauril stresses on fresh policy to address sentiments of youths and changing societal context. Election Commission suggests Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli conducting local-level by-elections in the first week of December. Sudhir Pashchim Province Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Saha seeking vote of confidence on the 14th of August. And U.S. sends a guided missile submarine to Middle East as tensions grow in the region. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.